You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I always try to read the room in situations like this. It's a Friday in the summer. People are, generally speaking, in a good mood. We have Paul Skeens pitching tonight. That, generally speaking, puts me in a good mood. But I was at the game yesterday, and I was in the sweltering heat and the humidity and everything else.
Why were you wearing pants?
I don't know. That,
black pants.
Because it was,
and a black
it was overcast
shirt.
Before we left, and then the sun came out, and it ruined everything. I thought it was going to be
it wasn't
just an
pants
easy
weather
80
before
day,
the sun
80
came
degree
out.
Day, and it turned into like 90 with the sweltering sun.
Who wears pants? Never mind. I don't even want to ask. You're wearing black pants when it's 80 degrees out. That's just as insane as wearing them when
Mike
there's 90.
Mike Tomlin wears black pants when it's 80 degrees. I don't hear you ripping him at training camp for doing that.
Doesn't he say that that's like a thing he does to like build willpower and show like I'm going to dress in the hottest possible
yeah,
clothes?
Yeah, at least I was showing willpower yesterday. I am so pissed off at this team. I am. And I probably shouldn't be. And I shouldn't let it get to me like this. But yesterday just really bugged me. And then I got to listen to Derek Shelton on my way home talk about how you trust Michael A. Taylor to dive for that ball and he's allowed to do it because he's a gold glover and his defensive run saved stat is so good. And then I tweet about what he says and I get no reaction to it. And I'm just like, am I banging my head against a wall and screaming into a tunnel and nobody is hearing me? Am I the only person that's allowing myself to get this angry? You've just lost two or three to the Cardinals. There are now five teams you've got to leapfrog to get to a playoff spot. Your other wunderkind young ace just went on the IL, and who the hell knows when he is going to pitch again? You had all kinds of brain fart moments in this series. Hayes didn't know how many outs there were. Michael A. Taylor the night before, thank God he won the game, but he's bunting with two strikes. They're making mistakes, I swear to God. If I was coaching Stella's youth softball team, I would get mad at 8 and 9 year olds for forgetting how many outs there were, bunting with two strikes, not knowing time and score, diving for a ball when you have no business doing that. I don't know. I mean, the fundamentals of this team annoy the hell out of me. They're not going anywhere. If they can't even do the things that you expect a major league team to get right, remember how many outs there are. Know how many strikes you have. Know when to take a risk and when not to. And
these
that went on this entire series. It's really not, Chris.
I'm being facetious.
Okay.
Come on.
I can't. I don't. I'm more annoyed because sometimes I think, I don't know. I can't let Twitter be the only gauge here. But I put this stuff out there last night, and it's like everyone must have been into hot dogs and fireworks.
Donnie, he says he got no reaction. Still 11,000 views. I would kill for no reaction being those kind of stats.
Maybe people don't give a bleep about
them
anymore. Well, then why aren't people? Why weren't people just filling up the phone lines on the postgame show
you ever see
and calling into us
skit?
The next day and saying today and saying, what's up with this manager? Zero accountability. These guys are out to lunch against the Cardinals. It's the team that rips your heart out, farts in your face, laughs at you, kicks you in the balls. Whatever bullies do, pick you up, all your lunch money
swirlies.
Falls out of your pockets. Swirlies, stuff you into a locker. All good ones. And it's like, well, we lost and the guy dove for it and it was by a run, but he's allowed to do that because he's hitting 165 and his defensive run save stat. If his defensive run save stat is so good, then who cares what he's hitting, Chris? Play him every day because he's Willie Mays out there in center field or Kenny Lofton, apparently. Sorry. It is Friday.
Are you sorry?
No, I'm not. I had to get that. This was selfish, but also cathartic.
Two things. One, people are somewhat on vacation, so I think maybe some of the usual base of people who would be lining up to tell you, either concur with you or whatever is just lessened. Two, well, actually there's three. Two is I think people are somewhat brainwashed into thinking this team is still like very seriously a contender when every sign that they show, other than having good starting pitching, which now has been, you know, lessened by a third for the time being with Jones, they don't have any other like, you know, thing that they do well. People are still brainwashed into thinking that, and they also don't want to give you credit for being right about anything. And three, we're finding out, and this has always been a truism of you, baseball is your favorite sport. Always has been. I've known this about you. You love to keep score. You love the mental side of the game. And that's why the things that they do when they lose games like these two or three here, are even the game that they won, are especially infuriating. Because one, it's just like, are you out to lunch? Ke'Bryan Hayes is supposed to be a defensive virtuoso. He's forgetting how many outs there are. Keller's got to run over there and cover the bag. There's the Tellez.
That's another good point. Twice in two games, pitchers forgot to cover bags.
Well, yeah, there's Tellez and Chapman.
And Perez yesterday.
And that whole mess.
How does that happen?
I mean, the bottom line is, I think it's reasonable to want to say about any pro baseball team, but especially one that doesn't have the financial clout that others do, at least play the game in a crisp, thoughtful way, for lack of a better term, and they don't. Their teams, even when they have been good at times, have been remarkably cavalier with how they, you know, how they take an extra base or don't, defensively, heads up or not heads up plays. It is frustrating. I can only speak anecdotally here, Pony. I'm not going to let Twitter be my guide. Definitely at any 4th of July function I was at yesterday, people are talking about the Pirates when sports comes up. And it's, you know, they're asking me, do you think they'll make a move? Is this team even good? There's still, I think, a sense among fans that they're not really that good, that they just have a couple really good starting pitchers, which I think is accurate. There's also this. You're reading the room. You're trying to like get a sense of what people feel. I do think there's a malaise about them, and I'll explain it quickly. I think people are just used to us. It's the old Mad TV sketch, lowered expectations for the Pirates. I think there is an assumption that they're not going to be a player here at the deadline, that they're not going to do anything to seriously augment this team, and that that's more par for the course for them. And I think people have just become conditioned, if not to like that, to accept that.
If you're losing games like when they lost 20-0 to the Brewers in 2010, and it's just like, we have no chance. It's an onslaught. It's embarrassing. The talent gap between the two teams. They're playing one sport, we're playing another. The Cardinals have the same exact run differential as you. Go up and down their lineup. Look at their over-the-hill pitching staff. They're not on paper that much better than you. They've spent a lot of money. The guys they've spent money on, hitting-wise, have done diddly squat.
I know.
They were not like totally buttoned up this week either. It's not like they didn't make some mental mistakes. Yes, exactly.
They won.
And you know what? And I back to Shelton here. I forgot this. You know what else didn't happen with them? They managed their pitching staff correctly. Yesterday, you know you have a short bullpen.
Mm-hmm.
Perez, it's late in the game for him, the eighth inning, but he's under 100 pitches. You yank him out of an inning where there's no trouble. He is not putting runners on. You don't need someone warming up to get him out. You don't need a Houdini at by a reliever. You, for precautionary reasons, I guess, preemptively take him out of the game to bring Nicholas in. All right, great. He gets you out of the inning. But you're in such a tight game. Who's going to pitch the ninth and the 10th and the 11th if it goes
Dennis
that
Santana
far?
That's why Dennis
Santana
is out
there. And we've got Dennis Santana. The Santana that should be on the team is playing in Minnesota, where he could be one of your better hitters. If you wanted a Santana, you should have kept that guy. Instead, Holderman almost blows it again. He didn't. Good for him. But once he's done, you had nothing left. Apparently didn't want to use Ortiz yesterday.
It just looks much more like if you let Perez go and try to finish eight, he probably does it, given the way he had been cruising.
Then you've got Nicholas 9 and Holderman 10, and at that, okay.
Do however you want. You have Nicholas available. The bottom line is you are not going to Dennis Santana. That's the bottom line. They're a frustrating ball club, man. I mean, they are.
There's no accountability, you know, after the game. I got to hear the manager can't even bring himself to say that the dive in center field was not the right play.
It's good vibes.
What is wrong with him?
It's good vibes.
Good. good vibes. You've got to leapfrog the Cardinals, Diamondbacks, Mets, Giants, and Reds now.
Have you known Derek Shelton at any point in his Pirates tenure to be a guy that's going to come down hard on players?
I'm not even asking him to come down hard. I'm just asking him to call it like it is. Can you be a straight shooter? Then I got to watch the postgame show on TV, and Michael McHenry's first comments are, this was a great game. If you're a baseball fan, you've got to be happy about it.
No, you don't.
What are we doing?
You are approaching. You were born a Mets fan, which means this kind of internal torture has always been second nature to you. But you almost remind me of like when you hear about religion, people who are adult converts are much more fervent about it. I just feel like you are an adult convert Pirates fan, fervently talking about something that should make people mad. And people like me, born in these fires, I don't know, Donnie quickly.
Donnie cares. Donnie was the kid in high school that was telling his buddies that the Pirates are always going to be good, and then they weren't.
Did you watch that game? Did you watch that game yesterday with anywhere near the emotion that he is expressing now? I didn't.
It's the Cardinals.
I didn't. But I didn't.
I mean, I understand his point.
100%, but you don't have the same vigor.
It's like a quasi playoff series. You lose it, you look bad, and you lose ground.
Pony, we're aware of this. We agree with you, but I'm just telling you, the semi-muted response here is, fool me once, shame on me, shame on you, fool me twice, shame on me. I mean, I've seen this movie before. I know how it ends pretty much every time, especially when that infuriating baseball team is the one we're discussing.
You get beat straight up, fine. Like, I'll find a way probably to complain about it anyways.
Yes, you will.
But when you forget how many outs, you're diving for balls you shouldn't.
They don't lose
you're
in a way that's
covering
acceptable.
First base.
They don't lose because they're
you're
just beaten by a better
team.
You're
with two strikes.
They're not beaten by better teams every time.
Every
they're beaten by themselves.
High school coach in the area is like, you don't do these things, and he's ripping players out of the game when they screw up for it. Ugh. I need another drink. I actually had too many yesterday.
Is that a cause of this
I don't know.
Rant? You seem like you're in good form today. You worked out this morning, and man, you thought the Pirates were alarming. Apparently your workout today or what you observed at the gym was another story altogether.
I don't want to get into that.
A little too obvious?
I don't want to get into that. 412-928-9370. Here's my prediction, and Donnie does a great job. Some producers, there's a guy on the weekends, you could have 15 people call in, and he won't take a single call. And Donnie knows exactly who that is.
So
I will say 412-928-9370. Mm-hmm. Are people upset that the Pirates lost 2-3 to the Cardinals and the way they lost those games? 412-928-9370. And my guess is we won't have more than two people who call in. Because I think more people feel like you. It's just like, I'm Charlie Brown. The football's been pulled out too many times and I'm not getting emotionally invested. Then what the hell are we doing for the last month talking about Vladimir Guerrero Jr.? Vladimir Guerrero Jr. and Pete Alonso and Luis Robert Jr. and Jazz Chisholm, if people just inevitably thought this was going to happen anyways. If you're so nihilistic and defeatist about this team, why the hell are we even talking about big trades?
Because you still talk about it because you might get surprised.
But why didn't you say, well, Pony, doesn't make a difference. This team's going to find a way to F it up anyways.
Well, that's not a very good way to do a radio show, Pony.
Yeah, but it might strike a chord with our listeners because they might agree with you on it.
Well, I guess I'm trying to quietly strike a chord today by saying this is just more of the same. Even when they have something like Paul Skeens is pitching today, you should be pumped about that.
And maybe once we get closer to 640, I will. But right now, I'm annoyed that they lost 2-3 to St. Louis.
When Lucy pulls the football away this many times, it's very hard to get mad that you once again ended up with your ass in the dirt.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.